Good afternoon and welcome to Health Styles. This is Barbara Glickstein. You're tuned into Health Styles back on daytime every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Health Styles is produced by the Center for Health Media and Policy at Hunter College. You can find out more about us at our site at centerforhealthmediapolicy.com. We're starting today's segment with publisher Yannick Rice Lamb, an award-winning journalist with 3 decades of experience successfully launching both digital and print media platforms. She's also a professor in the School of Communications, Department of Media Journalism and Film at Howard University, and a member of the Center for Health Media and Policy's National Advisory Council. I welcome you, Yannick Rice Lamb, to talk about fierceforblackwomen.com. Welcome to Health Styles.
Thanks for having me.
So this amazing new launch that you and both Cherie Crute, who is your editor-in-chief, as well as a team of incredible writers and bloggers and videographers, have launched a new site, filling an important need in the community for good health news for black women. Give us some background on the launch and how things are going.
Great. The launch was on November 11th, and we've been getting an incredible response from women. FierceForBlackWomen.com is targeted to women who are 35 and up in the prime of their lives. And we also have some younger women who are aspiring to be fierce, who check in with us on social media, on the site, and in person. But basically, we're filling a void in the media landscape because there's really nothing that's addressing the specific health needs of African-American women. And African-Americans in general suffer more from a variety of health and health care disparities. You know, for example, we don't get breast cancer more often, but we die more often from it. So we're trying to address some of the disparities, but also taking a holistic approach to looking at health so that we're looking at all the things that keep us healthy and keep our families and communities healthy, whether that's dealing with fitness or money or parenting or relationships, and as well as some of the different finer aspects of health. And I lost my train of thought.
Oh, that's not, there's so much that you need to talk about. I'm not surprised. I want to go back to this void that I know both you and Cherie, prior to this launch and other digital platforms and print that you both were involved in, really have created a space, as you mentioned, and filled this void around the disparities and the types of health information and support, not only just factual information and true facts, as opposed to myths as well as ignoring issues that address the African-American women community, who then can better take care of themselves and their families. So we know that the impact goes beyond, but first and foremost, to this community of women. You previously reported on many of these health issues and around health disparities. So the frame of a lot of your writing is addressing those specific topics. And I love that it includes both economics and fortune and glow and relationships and spirit. Just seeing the whole woman in so many beautiful ways.
Yeah, we felt that's really important because, you know, for example, with the recent recession we had, a lot of women were depressed about that, or if they weren't working or if they were underemployed. So that impacts your health because stress, you know, has a huge impact on a lot of things that women are going through. So our tagline is healthy, fit, and fabulous. So we're looking at all those things that help keep women healthy, fit, and fabulous. And unfortunately, there's a number of sites that exist that focus primarily, say, on beauty or entertainment, and there's nothing wrong with that, but there aren't enough that focus on health. And as you mentioned, you know, clearing up some of the myths, because there's a lot of myths out there about how things affect you. And so sometimes, particularly when new studies come out, then we can talk about how that specifically affects our audience and, you know, to give them what the takeaways that they need to know.
And I know just recently, for example, you on your site, which again is fierceforblackwomen.com, there are a number of wonderful ways to learn about these health issues. Just one that I'm looking at now is Just Chill Health Weather Health Tips. The kinds of things that really help to make you get through the summer, the hot weather, you know, thinking about hydration, what does that really mean, how to really kind of take care of yourselves. And the positive spin that all of your writing has on it is also quite refreshing. It's not, it's informative, but yet it's not a downer, you know. So I think sometimes even as a nurse and looking at things myself, I find myself clicking sometimes thinking I can't deal with one more bad piece of information. But I find the way that you are writing writing and your editorial slant, it's not only about a smiley face, but it's about here's the facts, here's the information, let's see what we can do to help you get into this better space around health and joy and your life. And I really want to commend you for successfully making that happen.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're very deliberate about trying to take a very proactive and solution-oriented approach, and particularly because of the disparities that a lot of African Americans face. You know, they can be inundated with a lot of bad news all the time. So we're trying to flip it and look at some good news for a change.
Yeah.
Or, you know, where there are problems, like I said, looking at trying to figure out how do you deal with those things. And a lot of women are becoming more active, and they don't want to repeat some of the things that are on their family trees. They've seen what their, you know, mothers and grandmothers and aunts and uncles and fathers are going through, and they don't want to repeat those things, and they want to create a healthier environment for your children or their friends or just the people within their circle. So we try to take a conversational approach to things. Sometimes we try to inject some humor in things. I wrote something about my popcorn addiction a few months ago, and it was, like, really, really well received. But, you know, and we also look at ways for women to do something with their downtime, because a lot of times women have too much on their plate. In some cases, they really have a platter. So we started something called Fierce Fridays, where we give them suggestions for things to do on the weekend. So one of the recent ones we did was on outdoor movies, whether people make it a date night, or they go with friends, or they go with family members, or they even go by themselves, you know, and bring some food with them or fruit or whatever. And we did one on a fitness playlist, which was a lot of people were engaged in that, where some of our contributors gave us, and some of the readers as well, gave us some of the names of different songs that they like to work out to or run or spin or whatever to, and then people kept chiming in with other different songs. So sometimes, you know, we try to take a lighter approach, too, so to show that fitness can be fun. Health is not going to necessarily kill you, but, you know, the things that you need to do to stay healthy, fit, and fabulous.
And part of that is that you are highlighting some fabulous African-American women, entertainers, actors, songwriters, and singers. And the way that that reporting is framed as well, it's about both the ways of getting there, and there's some real honest sharing in those features. But again, at the same time, interwoven in that are the, you know, as a journalist and as a health reporter, both you and Cherie and the incredible list of writers that you have for Fierce Black Women really maintain a truth in the reporting. And so I think some of those features have been a lot of fun to follow, too, how people either brought back their own health, managed to do everything, including drop some weight that they'd been struggling with, but it's done in a fun way, and it's really another reason to constantly go back and visit your site. What's coming up, and how frequently can we tune in to or turn to fierceforblackwomen.com for updates?
Oh, we try to update definitely every week, several times a week. One of the things that we are doing on Tuesday, we're doing a tweet chat and Google Hangout July 15th with Sherry Headley, the actress who was featured in Coming to America. And she, in her article that we did on her, she talks about caregiving, like the sandwich generation, taking care of her mother as well as taking care of her son, and, you know, dealing with being in Hollywood. And so we're doing, and she's turning 50, so we're doing a tweet chat with her and a Google Hangout Tuesday. And we currently have a three-part series that we're doing on fibroids. And so the first installment is up, and we're one of the groups that we profile also is called the White Dress Project. And as women who have problems with fibroids or just heavy periods in general understand, sometimes a white dress is the last thing you want to wear. Mm. So they're kind of claiming that as a symbol of kind of taking charge of dealing with fibroids and not letting it stop their lives. So this series, Sherry's writing the series, and she's done a really fabulous job with explaining, you know, how fibroids work, how the various different treatments, and highlighting some of the women who have been dealing with them, and also some of the things that they're doing to be proactive in trying to address it. So, for example, the group in Atlanta with the White Dress Project, one of the things they're trying to do is have July declared Fibroid Awareness Month, and they have different proclamations that they've gotten on a statewide level in Georgia as well as in Atlanta, and so we're trying to also work with them to try to make this a national movement. But this affects so many women because almost everyone we know, they either have them or they know someone who has them.
And is this also something seen in greater prevalence in the African-American women community?
Yes. In Sherry's article, she notes that 80% of black women have fibroids and 70% of white women have fibroids, and ours tend to be worse. And then also, just in general, they contribute to at least 300,000 hysterectomies a year. And a lot of times, if women don't understand the different treatment options they have hysterectomies unnecessarily. So a lot of women in their childbearing years will miss out on having children if they lose their use their uterus in their 20s or 30s, you know, at that prime time or even later. So we're trying to let them know what their various options are.
And I love the idea of the white dress as a sort of a sense of empowerment as well. And we all, I think all women can relate to the fact of what that, you know, what that means in terms of a menstrual cycle. And when you have fibroids, you tend to have much heavier menstrual cycle bleeding as well as breakthrough bleeding. And I think that it's a symbol, a very powerful symbol, and in a way that will unite women. It's sort of it's both a spoken and unspoken symbol of what it means for women who are living with fibroids, and I hope that rallies them to come and learn more about it. It's incredible that you're doing it in the three-part series. And when will that start?
It actually started just yesterday.
Great.
So we'll be updating it periodically. And also, this is part of our Living Well series. It's called Living Well, Fierce Reports on Black Women's Health. So one of the things that we want to do, which also sets us apart from other sites and publications, is to have a lot of in-depth investigative pieces dealing with topics that are important to us. So we're going to expand that as going forward. And speaking of white dresses, we also have a Fierce T-shirt that's available if people go to our website or go to our page on Facebook, too. And it says Fierce in the front. So we're inviting women to kind of proclaim how fierce they are.
And tell us a little bit about how you chose that name or who came up with that name. Who gets the credit?
Probably Sherry. We were brainstorming names, and we were trying to think of a word that kind of captured, you know, who we are and, you know, how women feel, particularly over, you know, 35, because, you know, as we know, with each passing decade, you kind of get it together, you learn more, you do better, you kind of shed some of the things you were worried about in your 20s and things like that. So we thought about fierce, and we thought that captures a lot of things, too, about people being, you know, unapologetically you, going for what you want, being proactive and solution-oriented about different things, going after your goals and your dreams. So we thought that captured it.
The other, I love the name, and the other information on your site that I want to, the listeners to hear about as well is how much power, economic power, black buying power holds and what it's expected to reach by 2017. On your site, it says $1.3 trillion and how much black women alone account for that. The power of that statement on your site and what that means in terms of how important good health and the power of using that good health means in terms of going forward. What do you see and how do you see that being a strong impact in the work that you're doing?
Well, one of the things is that we want to reinforce among women, you know, all the different power that we have, you know, just like the women who are trying to get the Fibroids Awareness Month in terms of politically, financially, you know, even if your budget may not be where you want it to be, you know, together we do control a lot of money because that $1.3 trillion is driven a lot by black women because we tend to make the decisions, purchasing decisions in our households. And at the same time, also trying to get businesses and other organizations to recognize our financial strength as well, too, because black women and women and people in general above a certain age or in the prime of their lives sometimes are overlooked. But baby boomers have a lot of disposable income, and they contribute a lot to the economy. And so a lot of people are kind of sleeping on this audience.
Yeah, well, they better wake up, huh, Yannick Rice
Lamb? Yeah, they better wake up. So we're trying to get them to understand that with Fierce.
I'm talking with the publisher, Yannick Rice Lamb, of fierceforblackwomen.com, along with editor-in-chief Cherie Crude, who will be joining us in the future. They have created this wonderful online. Are we referring to it as a magazine? Or what? How do you refer to fierceblackwomen.com?
we refer to the website as an online magazine that's part of a digital network, because one of the things is that we're reaching women in a lot of different ways. So some of our audience stays pretty much on social media, so we have accounts, every social media account you can think of. And then some of them come to the website all the time. Some of them look at us on mobile, you know, desktops, tablets, things like that. And then we're also going forward doing more events and just meetups and things like that, too, so that we're doing things face-to-face. So we're looking at the total audience that we're serving.
So people should go to the site, fierceforblackwomen.com, and on the homepage there are ways that you can connect on Facebook and Twitter, follow them and all these venues so that you can stay updated. In addition, mention again when your tweet chat is. That sounds fantastic.
Our tweet chat will be at 8 p.m. Tuesday, July 15th, and it'll be a tweet chat as well as a Google Hangout, and also on the West Coast that'll be 5 p.m.
All right. Now let's tell everybody about what we hope to be doing here on Health Styles Together going forward, Yannick.
We're so excited about that. As part of Health Styles, we'll be doing a segment called Fierce, Healthy, Fit, and Fabulous, and it'll be bringing the magazine to life on radio. So we look forward to starting that this summer.
Well, I'm thrilled, and I know Diana Mason, who co-hosts and co-produces Health Styles with me, we're looking forward to bringing a regular segment of Fierce for Black Women with this great title, Fierce, Healthy, Fit, and Fabulous, so that our listeners can benefit in addition to following the online digital platforms that you've mentioned. Certainly go to fierceforblackwomen.com and sign up to get their regular updates and then follow them on other digital media platforms that are your platform of choice. Certainly this tweet chat is one I'm going to be joining and looking forward to others. Thank you so much for joining me on Health Styles today. Looking forward to a future of many conversations with you and your editor-in-chief, Cherie Crute, to learn more about fierceforblackwomen.com and bring your voice and the message that Fierce for Black Women brings on a daily basis to our wider listening audience here on WBAI.
Thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to being part of the WBAI family and Health Styles.
All right. Be in touch.
Thank you.